If you have your Bible this morning and want to read along with me, we're going to be reading a familiar passage of Scripture over in the book of Mark. Mark chapter 4, and we're going to begin reading with verse number 35 down through that 41st verse. So Mark chapter 4, beginning with verse 35. When you got it, say amen.
Amen.
That's a good amen. And the same day, when even or evening was come, he saith unto them, Jesus saith unto them, let us pass over to the other side. And when they had sent the multitude away, they took him even as he was in the ship. And there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And he, Jesus, he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him, the disciples, they awake him and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, unto the disciples, Why are ye so fearful? And how is it that ye have no faith? And I love this 41st verse. And the disciples feared exceedingly and said one to another, What manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him? I mean, who in the world are we traveling with? That even the wind and the sea obey him. I'll ask you to bow your heads. We're going to stop right there this morning and pray. I'll ask you if you'll bow your heads and just pray with me. Father, it is a privilege this morning to be able to be in the house of the Lord. And we are grateful today, Lord, for the opportunity that you have given to us to be here. And we thank you for the presence of God that we have sensed as we have worshiped, as we have lifted you up in song. And Lord, as we have brought our needs to you, you've been with us. And we are grateful for that. Thank you for your touch. We come now, Lord, to the reading of your word and to the ministry of your word. And I would ask this morning, Heavenly Father, that you would let your anointing rest upon me. And Lord, that you would bless me to be a blessing to these that are here today. That you would allow me, Father, to have a mind that is touched of the Lord and inspire my thoughts and inspire my speech. Let me, I pray, Heavenly Father, have liberty in the house of the Lord to minister what I feel that you have laid upon my heart. And Father, I pray, Lord, that you would just let it fall upon ears that are touched of God, that they may receive and that they may be encouraged and lifted up here this morning. Minister to us now, Lord, through your word, and we will fail not to give you the praise and fail not to give you the glory. We ask all of these things this morning in the wonderful and in the mighty name of Jesus, and everyone in agreement said amen.
Amen.
So let me just begin this morning by sharing with you that several weeks ago, I think it's been about a month ago now, close to a month ago, I was asked to speak at Cowboy Church. And when I was praying and asking the Lord what he would have me to minister to those there that night, the Lord laid a word upon my heart for that service. And for several weeks, I have just had it rolling over in my spirit. And the Lord, when I began to prepare for our service today, the Lord just kind of brought it back. And I said, Lord, but I've already spoke that. I want to move on to something else. And I learned a long time ago that sooner or later he gets his way. So, you know, I mean, sooner or later, you know, you just have to surrender. And so this morning I want to minister for just a little bit. On a subject that I've titled, I Can Sleep When the Wind Blows. I Can Sleep When the Wind Blows. Now I'm reminded of a story that I read a long, long time ago, and it's been many years ago, maybe 20 years ago. But I'm reminded of a story that I read, and it was about a young man that was seeking employment. And he was searching for a job, he was in need, and he goes to an old farmer in the community, and he applies for a position as a farmhand. And the farmer asked him, he said, "Well, son, what are your qualifications? You know, what kind of experience do you have on the farm?" And the young man looked at the farmer and said, "Well, what I can tell you is I can sleep when the wind blows." And the farmer, just, you know, a little puzzled, he really didn't know what that meant, but he knew the young man was in a spot and needed a job, and he kind of took a liking to him, and so he hired him. Several weeks go by, and this young man is doing his duty on the farm and taking care of the things that were required of him. And several weeks go by, and the old farmer and his wife are waking in the middle of the night, and there is a great storm outside. The old farmer jumps up and throws on his overalls, and he begins to run around and making sure everything was in its place, making sure everything was secure. And what he found was that the shutters on the old farmhouse had been securely shut and securely fastened. He found there was a little stack of logs next to the fire and a small fire going in the fireplace. And everything inside the house was quiet. He ran outside into the barn and he started to look around and make sure everything was in its place. And what he found was that the barn doors were all closed and locked. He found that all of the farming implements had been moved inside and everything was secure. Nothing was out of place. And even the animals were just standing quietly in their stall. And it was then that the words of the young farmhand came back to the old farmer. And he heard the words again, "I can sleep when the wind blows." "Young man, what are your qualifications?" "I can sleep when the wind blows." And it was then that the old farmer understood what the young man meant. You see, what the young man had really meant was, "Amen, I'm faithful to do what's required of me in the sunshine. I'm faithful to do the things that I've been called to do, amen, when there are good times, when there's good weather, and when bad weather comes and when the storms arise, amen, I can sleep on in peace because I know I have done what was required of me." Amen. How many of you know when you have done all that you can do and you have prepared for hard times, when hard times come, you can relax. Amen. You can rest in the knowledge that God has you securely in the palm of His hand. What I'm saying this morning, beloved, is that, amen, when we have been faithful to God and we have been faithful to the commandments of the Lord and we have striven to the point where we have tried to keep our relationship fresh and keep our relationship with God in the place where it should be, and we have not neglected the things of God, amen, then when the storms come into our life, we can sleep when the wind blows. And it took me this little story, as I begin to remember that little story that I read, it took me to the verses that we have read this morning. Amen. Jesus knew that he had faithfully carried out the Father's will, and he knew that he had faithfully done the things that the Father had asked of him. Amen. And in the midst of the storm, when everybody was panicking, Jesus was asleep on a pillow. "I can sleep when the wind blows." You see, Jesus knew that he had been faithful to God, and he knew that God would be faithful to him. Let me just go back to the beginning of our text this morning and just share some of the insights that I see in these scriptures. If you were to begin reading actually in the first verse of this chapter, you would learn that Jesus had been in ministry all day. The Bible tells us there in that first verse that Jesus had been preaching and had been ministering unto a multitude. The Bible tells us that there was a great multitude that had gathered themselves there on the seashore, and Jesus was in a boat or a vessel, one of the fishing vessels of the disciples, and he cast out just a little ways from the land, and there he laid anchor and turned around and began to teach and began to minister to the multitude that had come. We learn as we read through the chapter that he taught them the parable of the sower. He taught them the parable of the mustard seed. He also taught them that we must take heed what we hear. I could spend a little time, amen, on that one little thing right there. We need to take heed what we hear. Amen. Can I just tell you this morning that everything that we hear is not beneficial for our spirit? Amen. Be careful, little eyes, what you see. Be careful, little ears, what you hear. Be careful what you allow into your spirit. Jesus said, take heed what you hear. Amen. Take heed what you hear. His day had been filled with ministry. All day long, he had been giving of himself. He had been imparting the word of God. He had been delivering the message of God. And the Bible says that when evening was come, and in my mind I can see the scene literally play out. When evening was come, Jesus being weary and tired, he had been giving of himself all day, ministering all day long. Jesus said in Mark chapter 10, he said, I didn't come to be ministered unto, but I came to minister and to give myself a ransom unto, he meant for others. I came to give, and he had given of himself all day long. And the sun began to go down, and Jesus being weary and worn, the man he was, wanted to cease. I'm sure the God in him could have continued, but his physical body was weary and tired, and he wanted to withdraw himself from the crowd and retreat from the crowd. And so he says to the disciples, let us pass over to the other side. And the Bible said that they took him even as he was. They didn't get out of the little vessel. They just simply lifted up the anchor and they began to set sail to the other side of the Sea of Galilee. And in my mind, I can see it play out. They lift up the anchor and Jesus finds a place in the back of the boat and he lays down and he begins to relax. The sun is going down on the western bank of the Sea of Galilee and everything is tranquil. How many of you have ever been on a lake when the sun was going down? Oh, it's beautiful. It was quiet and it was tranquil. All you could hear was the water lapping at the side of the boat. And everything was wonderful. Everything was beautiful, but tranquil went from tranquil to tumultuous. The Sea of Galilee set 700 feet below sea level. Amen. When we call it a sea, we have the idea that it is an open body of water, but literally, it is literally an enclosed freshwater lake. All of the headwaters come down from Mount Hermon and feed the Sea of Galilee. It is literally an inland freshwater lake, and it's 700 feet below sea level. And Galilee is notorious. It is really notorious for all of a sudden having high winds come off of the mountaintop and rush down across the mountains and across the lake. Amen. It's notorious for almost hurricane force winds. But this must have been some kind of storm. Because even the disciples who were well-seasoned sailors, they were fishermen. As a matter of fact, they made their living on that body of water. They were accustomed to sailing a boat. They were accustomed to, amen, being on that body of water. The old proverbial, they could navigate it by, amen, by looking at the back of their hand. They knew, amen, they knew that body of water. They knew how it acted. They were well-seasoned sailors. They were good fishermen. They were good, amen, at navigating that boat. This must have been a very severe storm because even the disciples lost their nerve. And they couldn't control the boat. And I can see it as it begins to unfold. The wind begins to blow on that tranquility and upon that calm water. And the water started to become rough. The wind began to blow and began to howl, and the waves began to crash and beat against the side of the boat. And the disciples, no doubt, with all that they had and all of the knowledge and all of the skill and all of the understanding, they tried to bring the boat under control. They tried to bring everything. Amen. How many of you have ever been in a storm in your life and you tried with all of your might to do everything you could to make everything come together, and it just wouldn't happen? Anybody been there? The disciples were doing everything that they could do to make it work, and nothing was working. As a matter of fact, it was getting desperate. Water had begun to sweep over the sides of the boat and begin to fill the boat. And Jesus is laying in the back of the boat, asleep on a pillow. Now let me just tell you, the back of the boat, the Bible says in that 38th verse in the King James, the Bible says he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. That phrase, hinder part of the ship, comes from a Greek word called prumnia. And it means that Jesus was in the pilot seat. He was near the stern. He was near the steering apparatus. He was in the pilot. You know, I just can't help but believe that this happened for a reason, to teach us, amen, that as long as Jesus Christ is piloting our ship, as long as he is in the captain's chair, as long as he is in control, we're going to be all right. Amen. The Bible says that he's in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And the disciples are in a state of panic. They are in a state of disarray. They are in a state of uncertainty. They are fearful and they are afraid for their lives. And so they go to Christ and they awake him and say, "Master, carest thou not that we perish? Carest thou not that we perish?" And the Bible says that Jesus awoke and arose and rebuked the wind and said, "Peace, be still." And there was this great calm. First of all, let me just point out to you this morning, amen, what it was that awoke him. Amen. It wasn't the raging sea that caused him to arise. It wasn't the howling winds. It wasn't the waves crashing into the side of the boat. But what had caused him to arise, it was the cry of his people. The cry of his children in need. Can I just tell you here this morning, church, that when we stand in need and when we are sailing through the storms of life, amen, we are instructed to call upon the Lord and allow God to rise up and allow the Spirit of God to rise up and speak peace in the midst of our storms. The Bible says in Psalms chapter 34 and verse number 15, "The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ear is open unto their cry." The Bible says in Psalms chapter 34 and verse number 17, that the righteous cry and the Lord heareth them and delivereth them out of all of their troubles. Isaiah chapter 58 and verse number 9, the Bible said, "Then shalt thou call and the Lord shall answer. Thou shalt cry and he shall say, here am I." Amen. You see a pattern developing. Amen. We are to call upon the Lord. We are to call upon the Lord. And when we call upon the Lord, he has promised to answer us. Psalms chapter 50 and verse number 15. If you don't have this verse written down in your Bible or highlighted in your Bible, I encourage you to do so. Psalms chapter 50 and verse number 15 says, amen, God said, "Call unto me in your day of trouble, and I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me." We are instructed to call upon the Lord. And when we call upon the Lord, he will hear our cry. The disciples called out to him, and he arose and took care of their need. He arose and took care of their situation. He arose and took care of their problem and said, "Peace, be still." Can I tell you this morning that we need to allow his peace be still to still be our peace? Let me say that again. We need to allow his peace be still to still be our peace. The first thing that I would like for you to notice this morning is that two things arose that day. Look at verse number 37, if you've still got your Bible open. Look at verse number 37. It says, "There arose a great storm." Now look at verse 39. It says, "He arose, and there was a great calm." Amen. We should never fail to connect the two, beloved. There arose a great storm. He arose, and there was a great calm. Can I tell you this morning that when we are sailing through troubled water, we need to let God arise in our heart. Let God arise in our spirit. Let God arise in our circumstance. Let God arise in our situation. Let God arise in our problem. And let God speak peace to our heart. There may be fear, there may be a need, there may be great danger, and there may be great anxiety, but no sooner does the Spirit of the Lord rise in our heart, amen, and there will be a great calm in our spirit. When Jesus arises, he says to the troubled heart, "Peace, be still." When Jesus arises, he says to the troubled spirit, amen, "Be calm. Everything is all right." Amen, amen. I'm glad that Jesus this morning is my pilot. I'm glad that he's in the driver's seat. I'm glad that he is piloting my vessel. We may go through the storm, but brother, he will see us safely to the other side. Amen. This morning, I encourage you to bring your broken heart to the heart mender. I encourage you this morning to bring your impossibility to the miracle worker. Amen. I encourage you this morning to bring your broken, shattered dreams that have fallen apart. And behold, he will make all things become new. Amen. Amen. That's not just a statement. I'm telling you, that's a fact this morning. Bring your broken, shattered dreams to Jesus Christ, and he can take those broken pieces of your life and the broken pieces of your vessel and put them back together and make something beautiful for his glory. Let his peace be our peace. Here the disciples are scurrying about and afraid and filled with fear. And when Jesus arises, the first thing that he says to them is, amen, "Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? Didn't you hear me all the way back there say, 'Let us go to the other side'?" Amen. Let me just tell you, he hasn't brought you this far to let you down now. I said, he hasn't brought you this far to, amen, to forsake you now. He intends to bring us all the way to the other side. Hallelujah. Don't be afraid. Don't be fearful. Let faith rise up in your spirit. Let faith rise up in your heart. And let the peace of God rule and reign in your spirit. The Bible declares, in Isaiah chapter 26 and verse number 3, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed upon the Lord." Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed upon the Lord, because thou trusteth in thee. Amen. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse number 14, the Bible says that he is our peace. He is our source of peace. John chapter 14 and verse number 27, Jesus said, "Peace I leave with you. Peace I leave with you, and my peace give I unto you." Did you catch that? He wants us to have his peace in our life, even in the midst of our storms. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Maybe you are here this morning and you are facing a storm in your life. Amen. Storms come in all shapes and sizes. Amen. What you are struggling with may not be my struggle. My struggle may not be your struggle. But I'm going to tell you something this morning. We all experience storms. And if you are sailing through a storm in your life this morning, then let his peace be still be your peace. Let his faith, amen, be your solid rock. Let his faith be your place where you place your trust and your honor in him. Maybe you are here and you are going through financial distress. Maybe you are here and you have sickness in your body. Maybe you are here, amen, and things that just seem not like they're coming together and circumstances are against you. I got good news. If Christ is the captain of your ship, amen, you can sleep when the wind blows because he is in charge and he will see us safely to the other side. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. I remind you that with Jesus aboard your vessel and Jesus piloting your ship, amen, when the master of the blue waves of Galilee, amen, is at the helm, everything is going to be all right. All we need to do is keep him, amen, the priority of our life, and everything else will fall into place. Don't be fearful. Don't be afraid. Amen. Give your situation to the Lord and then sleep when the wind blows. Let it rest with him. It's Psalms chapter 68 and verse number 1. This is what the Bible says. It says, "Let God arise and let his enemies be scattered." Let God arise and let his enemies be scattered. This morning, I encourage you to let God arise in your heart. Let God arise in your situation. Let God arise in your circumstances. Let God arise in the midst of your fears. Let God arise and let his enemies be destroyed. Let God arise, and when he rises up, there will be a great calm in your spirit. Amen. Fear not. Do not be afraid. Only believe and trust in the Lord, and he will take you safely in his arms and safely through the storms of life. Amen. Call upon him. Amen. Call upon him as the disciples called out to him. Call upon him and then rest in the knowledge and the assurance that he has everything under control. It appears to me, I'm sure the disciples must have thought to themselves, here they are going through the biggest storm that they have ever encountered, and Jesus is sleeping in the hinder part of the ship. He's not helping. He's not doing anything to give them a hand. And I'm sure the thought must have crossed their mind, come on, get up, do something. I mean, don't you see what we're going through? Have you ever been going through something and he didn't do what you thought he ought to do? Hello? I won't ask for testimonies, but I think we've all been there. Amen. He's resting in the knowledge that his Father is faithful. He's sleeping when the wind blows, knowing that his God was faithful and knowing that he had done all of the things that were required of him. Amen. He knew that he had been faithful and knew that he had done the will of God, the will of the Father in the good times. And now, right in the middle of the bad time, he had confidence to believe that God would take care of him. Hey, I want you to know I came here this morning to tell you that God will take care of you. Fear not, fret not, leave it in the hands of the Lord and let God be your stay. Rest upon His mercy. Rest upon His grace. Rest upon His strength. Rest upon His abundance. Rest upon His power. Call upon the name of the Lord. Give it unto God. And then rest in the knowledge that God will take care of His own. Amen. So what could cause him to just be so comfortable in the back of the boat? What would cause Jesus to be just so comfortable that he just went to sleep? Only one thing. He knew that God was faithful. He knew that his Father was faithful. How many of you know, amen, that our God is faithful? This is what the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 10 and verse number 23. The Bible says that we are to hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful who promised. So why, when the storms come, do we get all uptight, all fearful, and all fretful, and we exhaust all of our abilities, amen, and then we call upon the Lord? Let me just tell you, we ought to call upon the Lord at the first sign of trouble and then just rest in the knowledge that he will take care of us. Rest in the knowledge and in the assurance that God has everything under control. When Jesus rises up, he says to the disciples, "Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith?" I mean, doesn't that sound like a really super spiritual guy? Right? You're like, what do you mean, why am I fearful? What do you mean, why am I afraid? Don't you see the wind? Don't you see the water? It's coming over the boat. We got a problem here. Hello? What I'm saying is their problem was not a problem to him at all. Their problem was not a situation at all. And here they were fretting and worrying and full of fear. And he just stands up and says, "Peace, be still." And there is a great calm. And the disciples go, "Dude, did you see that? What manner of man is this that even the wind and the sea obey him?" See, what their problem was is they just didn't know who they were traveling with. And oftentimes that is our same problem. We encounter wind, we encounter rain, we encounter storm, we encounter trouble, we encounter trial, and we just get all frustrated and worked up and fearful, and faith leaves our spirit and leaves our heart. Amen. All because we just don't realize who is with us and who is on our side and what he can do. We can sleep when the wind blows. This morning, I encourage you, be faithful in the things of God. Do what the Lord has asked us to do. Be obedient. The Bible says that obedience is better than sacrifice. Make him your first, amen, priority. Make him your first priority. Seek first the kingdom of God and all these other things will be added to you. Put him first in your life. And that will not exclude you from storms. But what it will do is it will give you confidence when the storm comes to just put your head back on the pillow and go back to bed. It's in your hands, Jesus. I've done everything I can do and it ain't getting no better. I've exhausted my resources and I am plumb out of ideas. And I'm just giving this to you because it's a whole lot bigger than I am. And then just stand back and be amazed and go, what manner of man is this? That even the wind and the sea obey him. This morning, here, I believe with all of my heart, the Spirit of the Lord has spoke into my heart. And there are some that are traveling through troubled water right here, right now, this morning. There are some right here in this congregation, some listening by way of the internet. There are some right here, right now, as I'm ministering this message, there are some that are sailing through turbulent storms. I don't know your storm. I don't know your situation. I don't know your circumstance, but I do know our God. And I know that our God is faithful. And what I came to tell you this morning is you can sleep when the wind blows. What I came to tell you this morning is, amen, allow the Spirit of God to rise up in your heart and speak, peace, be still, and watch there come a great calm over your heart. You don't have to be afraid. You don't have to be fearful. You don't have to be in distress. Amen. Put it in the hands of the Lord. The Bible tells us that we can cast all of our care upon him, for he cares for us. Give it to him and let him take care of the problem. Give it to him and then rest in the knowledge that he is in control. Every head bowed, every eye closed, if you would, this morning. Amen, amen, amen. I thank you, Heavenly Father. I thank you, Heavenly Father, for the presence of your Spirit that I do feel. Amen. Every head bowed, every eye closed.